This is Amber MacArthur, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio, and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are with Dr. Bart Rossi, the nation's preeminent political psychologist. He is often heard and seen on national radio and TV. Dr. Rossi combines his experience in psychology and his extensive knowledge of politics to explore why politicians and elected officials do the things that they do. Dr. Rossi is also a 2014 Emmy Award winner. Certainly looking forward to our conversation. Dr. Rossi, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Nice to be with you today.
Yeah, likewise. So to kick things off, tell us, why is Trumpism here to stay?
Well, I believe Trumpism is here to stay for a number of reasons. In particular, he's pitching to a particular segment of the Republican Party, and they're listening. They're very attentive. They want someone who's very authoritarian, someone who they feel is going to address their anger and their frustration. And for a long time, you've been hearing the phrase, you know, I want my country back. People are saying, I want my country back. And for these folks, I finally figured out what exactly that means, because I think it's been kind of difficult to understand. But what these Trump followers really want is a country more like they see it, the way they want it to be, more of a Christian country, more white. Most of the followers are older, white people who follow Trump. And they want a nation that appeals to them. And they think that Trump can provide that.
So get into a little further. Who are the Trump supporters?
Well, the Trump supporters, again, are people who, in most cases, are a little bit older. They have what psychologists call retained anger. That's anger over a longer period of time. And it's manifesting itself in a lot of hostility towards the government. And they feel that an outsider like Trump can be different and address their concerns as to where the country is going. I think these folks are not only angry, but they have a view of the world that is rather negative. In many respects, they don't feel like they are really participating or achieving or reaching their maximum potential in this country. And they see a lot of attention going to minorities, blacks, Hispanics, other ethnic groups, certainly gays in America. And they have general resentment towards that because they feel they've been overlooked. And these are the folks who in many respects are following Trump. And he has a rather simplistic approach about making America great again. And they want to believe it.
What would you say is the most appealing matter about Trump to his supporters? What is the attraction?
The attraction, in my view, is authoritarianism. He comes across as a real authority, someone who is independent-minded and someone who is a doer, an aggressive person. And they want someone in authority who's in charge. And Trump, you know, with his famous you're fired, I'm in charge motto, is the kind of person that they think will best represent them. And whether he's right on all the issues or not, a lot of these people don't really care. They just want someone who's an authoritarian figure that they can believe in and be represented. And I think that's what his biggest appeal is.
Today we are joined briefly by Dr. Bart Rossi, a political clinical psychologist who is licensed in New Jersey here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Tell us, if you would, Dr. Rossi, why Donald Trump cannot, in your opinion, as a political psychologist, win a general election?
Well, to win a general election, I feel someone has to have a winning personality. Reagan had a winning personality. Clinton, Bill Clinton, has a winning personality. Tom Kane Sr., the head of the 9/11 Commission, Republican, two-term governor in New Jersey, a winning personality. What I mean by that is you're comfortable in your own skin. You're consistent on the issues. You never discard people or groups. And most importantly, you present yourself as a listener, somebody who will listen to all sides. Trump is one out of four. He actually, of course, is comfortable in his own skin. But he has flip-flopped on issues. He's not the most consistent guy. He says things and then he has to backtrack. He has a history of saying one thing and now saying another. More importantly, perhaps, is that he's discarded immigrants, the Hispanic vote, not a good thing. He's also discarded probably most minorities in terms of an election, a general election, and maybe even discarded women in terms of the women's vote. And finally, in terms of being a good listener, well, he certainly doesn't seem like a good listener. He doesn't want to really listen to anybody else. He has all the answers, even though they're rather shallow and simplistic at times. He has the answers, and I don't think that is going to project well in a general election. I think he's going to lose too many people in too many states to carry a general election. He can pitch to the Republican Party and appeal to maybe almost half of the Republican Party and be quite successful, maybe be the nominee. But beyond that, I think he's going to have a lot of problems.
Interesting input. And lastly, what internal conflict or psychology is developing in the GOP due to Trump?
Well, I think there's a real split now in the Republican Party. And I think Trump is pitching so far to the right with so much extremism, negativity towards certain ethnic groups and minorities, and being so radical in terms of building a wall and sending all 12 or 13 million people out of the country, that it's really split the party. And the other side of the party wants to be more moderate, more reasonable in terms of how we present ourselves to the world and how we are as a nation. But it seems like the Republican Party is fractured because of an extremely right-wing conservative element. And then you have the more established group in the party with a lot of folks who are somewhat moderate, maybe right of center, but of course not right of right and not extreme in their views. So that the Republican Party is really dealing with itself right now, and I think you see that in the candidate.
Dr. Rossi, where can folks get more information on yourself, and how can they be in touch?
Well, I have a pretty good website. It's professionally done. It's real simple. It's brossi.us, and most of my TV appearances are there. Some of my writings on winning personality, the lost art of compromise, and some other stuff that I've done is on the website. And if they'd like to contact me, they could just click onto the website and get in touch.
Well, Dr. Rossi, certainly has been good to have had you. Certainly look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Nice being with you.
And we've been speaking with Dr. Bart Rossi, a political clinical psychologist who is licensed in the state of New Jersey. And for more information and contact, it's www.brossi.us. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
The rhino naturally possesses vision, naturally possesses power, communication, endurance came to my mind, conviction, a tremendous support system, huge heart, obviously. You're talking about, several tons. And they have great balance. These are organic qualities needed, I think, to be a leader in today's complex economy. So it really became a reality for me. And the lessons that I learned from the rhino really took me in many directions. And surprised me in many ways. And I think that that really explains, you know, why the Rhino for me became my unlikely guru and my personal guide towards leadership mastery and the main focus and the purpose for me to write the book in the first place.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.